why you need a pop-up opt-in box on your website. Don't be put off. Wait a minute. Give me a chance. I know what I'm doing. I'm in control here. It's John. It's the Marketing for Owners podcast, where I help make your business life easier by giving you little marketing tips like this one that will enable your website to become a passive lead generation tool. So while you're sleeping and while you're on holiday and while you're doing things you want to be doing or enjoy doing, people will still come to your website in an automated fashion and they will become leads who will eventually become customers and clients. So pop-up boxes. And yes, I mean the things that when you go onto a website, you're suddenly reading and suddenly you're reading away, you're enjoying yourself, and suddenly something comes up and says, oh, do this, do that. So the short answer, so remember it was, why do you need a pop-up box on your website? The short answer is because they work. Is that enough? Do you want more explanation? Okay. So first of all, let's get rid of one pretty cool myth. If they annoy you, that is you. That does not mean that they annoy everybody else. It is not about you. It is about your potential clients. Second one is your website has two tasks. That is it. It has a task to either sell something to people today, like Amazon, yeah, or to capture someone's contact information so you can sell to them at a later date when they are ready to buy. There is no other reason for having a website. If it's just images, pictures, what you do, you can do print that in a brochure and go give it to them. Go give it to everyone who needs to see it, then they'll get it. You won't have to hope they find you on Google. Now, of course, if you are a government website, I'm not talking to you. You have money to be spent and information to give out. But other than that, please tell me, what other reason? You might say, oh, what if you're a charity? Yeah, charities need donors and so on. So they need to capture leads as well. Anybody, I challenge any of you, write in, email me, John, which is spelt J-O-N, at marketingforowners.com. Write in and tell me what else. Because otherwise, you are just playing at this. So, that established. In my perpetual sales cycle system, the P of permission is where we ask people for permission to market to them. And the way we do that is we put something in front of them that gives them an offer, something for free, etc., etc. But you are, again, you're thinking of old-style pop-ups if you don't like them. There are numerous ways of doing this. The best way by far, the easiest, the most unobtrusive is what's called the exit pop-up. And what happens is when somebody is about to leave your website, a pop-up happens and they might say, before you go, or if you're leaving, or let me give you this, thanks for visiting, let me offer you this. Or if you're on an e-commerce site, is, oh, before you go, would 5% discount for use in the next 1 hour, 24 hours, help. All these kind of things. And you might think, well, how does that work? Well, computers and technology is pretty clever these days. There is what is called exit intent. There are things that you would do. If you were going to leave a website, you would go to the close the tab button. You would go to the backspace button to go back to Google or wherever you were. And your little cursor will follow. So technology can sense that. And you might think, yeah, but what if I'm not? What if I'm only? No, it's clever. Algorithm, they know this stuff. They do lots of tests. There's lots of versions. This is not new. I don't invent this stuff. We use it. I'm not going to tell you how much extra business it gets my company, but it is way more than the money I pay to have it work. And I actually pay a particular system on mine, which is not one of the ones I'm going to recommend because it's specific to what we need. it works. Right. Other ways are little sliding boxes. You've read, say there's a 2,000 word article. When you're about halfway down, is it obtrusive? Doesn't have to pop up. A little sliding box on the side says, if you enjoy this, you might want to get more like this. Enter your email here and I'll deliver it to your inbox whenever I write a new one. There are other ways. On the once you're reading something, again, after a little while, these are best when they do not pop up instantly. After a little while, to say, special offer, we'll grab a checklist, do this, do that. These things work. What they do is they increase the number of people that opt into your list. And that's what you want. You want them to opt into your list. If you think you're going to annoy them, then they weren't interested in the first place. They've come along to grab your information for free. If they're interested in you, your offer, what you like, they will put up with that. They will just say no and click the little box, the little X to shut it. What's the big deal? So do it, please. Oh, there's so many ways. All of the successful marketers employ these methods. And it is so simple. The important thing is, so simple. There are simple tools and most of them are free. There are paid ones, but most of them are free. So number one, top one, recommended it over and over. Going to tell you to try Sumo Me. Yes, Sumo, S-U-M-O, Me, M. In fact, no, they spent over $1 million recently, or $2 million, buying the domain name sumo.com. So you can just go to sumo.com. It is there. There is a free version and there's a paid. I use the paid version. I've got numerous websites, so I use that. On Marketing for Owners, we use SumoMe, the paid version. There is another one which does a very similar job, is a lower price, and to be honest, probably easier to install. And I would be using this. There are certain reasons why I use SumoMe. It's got one thing that this other one hasn't, but it's called site control. So the website is Get Site Control. Again, it's so cheap. It's there's a free version, and then I think is it $10 a month or something. You can actually employ that on any site. Doesn't have to be a blog. Doesn't have to be WordPress. It's so clever. But if you go to these things, they'll explain how you can use them. I will leave you with that. But it is Tuesday. It is toolbox tip time. And guess what I'm going to recommend? SumoMe. Yes, SumoMe. If you're not using it, oh, there is a reason why it is so successful. There is a reason why they've just spent $1 or $2 million they showed off about it. Because it is really successful. They have millions of users, or hundreds of thousands of users. It's growing. Why would it be successful and growing if it's free or the paid version or whatever? Because it works. All the marketers use it because it works. It's built by a marketer. It's built by Noah Kagan, who is at AppSumo, SumoMe, other things. One of the cleverest guys around. He built a tool for himself, then gave it away, now sells it, still gives it away. What more can I say? Seriously. You've got to be using it. If you're not, you're naughty. In the Owners Club, right, go to theownersclub.co. In the Owners Club, we have full tutorials in our website 101 course as step-by-step how to set it up to use it properly. The way we use it, it works. See you soon.